right now, it would look like to a, you know, a bystander that God is working and doing something.
But here, what do we do? We don't go by looks. We test according to Scripture. Yeah. We test according to Scripture. So Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That means you must study the Word of God in the New Testament to know what His commandments are. Okay? And if you don't know His commandments, like they don't know them and keep them. They keep pagan ways, they dress in harlotry, they do mysticism. If you don't know His commandments, how can you worship God? You're worshiping your false God. So God says, worship me my way. Do it my way. Christmas, no matter how you try to adapt it, God never ordained it. God didn't say do it for worship. God doesn't want it. You're doing it because man did it. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
you know, like Christmas, like Easter. But this, yeah. I mean, this is man-ordained. This isn't made of God. God didn't say, have rock concerts and don't preach the gospel and use emotionalism. God said, preach the gospel. The gospel call in the New Testament was always this. Did you hear his sermon, his preach a while ago?
Yeah.
We're going to set free suicide. We're going to set free drugs. We're going to set free this. We're going to set free that. Go read the New Testament. None of that was ever dealt with. The call was always, repent! The kingdom of God is at hand. And when you repent, if you're a drug addict or homosexual, you become under God's teaching and truth of the doctrines of the apostles. They don't do that here. They don't do that here. They don't teach the people the doctrines of the apostles. They're teaching man-made religion. So look at the pattern. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. That's a command from the God, from God, that was given to Paul, chosen by Jesus in Acts 9. Paul never, through the Holy Spirit, ordained this. Fleshly ways, instrumental practice music. Here you go. Him lifted up on stage. Anybody. Contemporary Christian music. I just stood out at a concert. Stephen Curtis Chapman. On their albums. Who am I lifting up here, Caleb? Look at me. Buy my album. Look at me. Look at me. I know everybody's looking at me like, what's that guy doing? This is about me. This is pride. This is vanity. He's selling the things of God. Stephen Curtis Chapman, famous, right? He's worth $25 million. How did he get $25 million? He didn't invent nothing. He didn't have a business. He merchandised the Father. So I was in Rapid City preaching, is Jesus going to bring a whip on his back too? John 2? So, and also Stephen Curtis Chapman just joined a conference, or no, there's a movie out called The Jesus Movie. It's full of a bunch of people that approve of homosexuality, claiming themselves to be Christians. The Bible does not prove of homosexuality. Many sins are sinful. Not just, I don't call it out, but I have to call that one out. He's uniting to a whole bunch of people that say it's okay to be homosexual. This is the fade. This is Satan. He's got inside the so-called body. Never were the body of Christ. And this is all fake emotionalism. This does not lead people to holiness and obedience. This does not lead to a transformed life. This is a false spirit that's at work.
You
know, that guy asked me that. If I was in charge, I would get up on the stage and I would say, Jesus Christ came and he shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin. And Jesus Christ rose again on the third day to defeat death. And all those who will follow after Jesus will repent today. Seek this risen Savior. Seek this King. Turn from your sin. Follow Him with all your heart. The Father will send the Spirit. You will be born again by the Spirit of God. The fruit, you're born again. Don't leave this place. Go back to the world. Back to your pagan holidays. Still in your harlotry, your dress, your pride, your vanity, your politics, your sports. Come out. Be separate. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. Strive in holiness and obedience. Our Savior said, go. Sin no more. No lies. No lusting. No pride and vanity. No idolizing Donald Trump in politics. And endure the faith. Now, all you that have done this, come. Come. We're going to start the body of Christ in houses. To teach you the doctrines of the disciples. And you ladies that dress like harlots, we're going to cover your heads and dress you. And you men showing your bodies off, we're going to show you how to conduct the temple of God. And we're going to teach you how to preach the biblical gospel. And we're going to send godly men out. We don't need money for buildings. We don't need money for big screen TVs and speakers. The money goes for the propagation of the gospel, taking care of the widows and the orphans. But live a holy life and follow Jesus with all that you are. And with that message, if there was 4,000 people here, there might be two that at the end will go, I want to go. Everybody else goes, I love you. I love the world. I love the faith. I love the show. show off and try to get me. I'll lose my family if I follow Jesus that way. What did Jesus say to me? And people tell me, you're so divisive. Write it on me. I am. Jesus said in Matthew 10. What did he say? You know the Bible. Do you know? What did he say in Matthew 10? Jesus said, he said, I come to bring a sword to divide this sheep from the goats. These are mostly goats. Not all. I don't know everyone's heart, but I can see the fruit of this place. And Jesus came to divide. And Jesus said, walk with your brothers and sisters in holiness, purity, being blameless, keeping the doctrines and the ways of the apostles. They've left the doctrines and the ways of the apostles. This is modern Christianity. This is not biblical Christianity. No.
Okay.
No, if you're not following and obeying Jesus Christ according to his word, and you're doing your own way, you're following a false Jesus. Paul says, mark them, avoid them. Romans 16:17. If they cause division by leaving sound doctrine. Division's good. You know, division's good when people leave sound doctrine, because a little bit of leaven affects the whole loaf. You separate people out. You don't hold on with people in sin. You don't laugh it. You'll start sinning. You're corrupted by it. Yeah, so this is another thing. The modern church. It's the exact opposite of the New Testament body. You know why? In the New Testament body, it was a small, close-knit family. The front door was closed. Only people that came through faith and repentance were allowed to enter there. The back door was wide open. If you're in sin and you won't quit, Jesus said in Matthew 18, put them out. The modern church, the front door is wide open for everybody to come in. And everybody gets treated like a brother and sister, even if they haven't repented and followed whatever Christ called them to be. And the back door is virtually closed. You got to shoot at somebody before they come down. See how opposite it is? It's not pure. It's not holy. They've left the doctrines of the apostles. And whenever you test someone, test me. Every word I've said to you. Don't test me by, well, you're not going to be popular. Don't test me by, well, you seem kind of out there. Test the doctrine of God's word. And when you do that, it will help you walk in purity, and you'll see who you have to be, who you have to separate from. This is not of God. This uncontrolled tongues, this emotionalism, kundalini spirit when it happens, so-called signs and wonders, this is not of God, Caleb. This is a false... You're a smart guy. You know what a placebo is. Give you a sugar pill. These people all got a placebo Jesus. Because he doesn't even change how they live. My life was totally transformed. I used to be a fornicator, a writer. Some guy was grabbing my sign over there. He just kept bringing his belt. He wouldn't get on my face. He kept grabbing my sign. I don't teach that I'm sinless. I got in my flesh. You know what I wanted to do? I used to study martial arts. My first thought was, I'm going to take this kneecap out and he'd be on the ground crying like a baby. He's screaming at my wife. He's screaming at me, grabbing my sign. I had to repent of that. That was sinful. That was sinful. There it goes. See that? Tongue speaking. Hear that?
So are you
tongue speaking.
Are you anti-speaking in tongues?
No. It's got to be biblical. It's got to be interpreted, and it's so rare. And here's the other thing. It's amazing. Everybody says to me, oh, it's just like it was in Acts 2. Nothing's changed. Really? I've encountered hundreds of Pentecostals, and I say, call me when the flames of fire are on your head. Call me when you hear the mighty rushing wind and you see it. Call me when your men are speaking in unknown tongues that they've never spoken before. It doesn't happen. That was a specific move for a specific time. I believe God can heal today, not like he did in Acts. I believe tongues can be real, not like it was in Acts. So it's shifted. We have the complete finished word of God today. We don't need those signs. We have the word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. So it's changed. It's changed. It's clearly changed.
Things can change.
Oh, God never changes, but how he deals with us changes. Look at the Old Testament. Wiped the world out once, said I won't do it again. Told us we used to have to kill sheep, said you don't have to do that no more. Right? So God changes how he deals with man, yes. God never changes. Holy, just, righteous. His character never changes. Like a police officer. I'm surprised the cops haven't shown up yet. They always call the cops on me. I'm told they anyway. Always. I got beat up in a Baptist church 3 months ago on a public sidewalk by your own security. No, I'm bold. I preach the truth, but I'm not threatening. If the cops showed up and I was peaceful, they're peaceful and they're kind. If they showed up and I'm beating on somebody, they have a different nature than don't they? They come take me out. So, nice guy, but not when he's taking me out because I broke the law. God's loving and truthful, but not when he comes with his wrath against them. And he's coming. I'm a touchy guy.
I'm a touchy guy
because I love you. I really do. I'm not coming to be an adversary. My goal is redemption. But I know I can't redeem all these people. I don't redeem anybody. But I know a few might hear it come. The Bible teaches us clearly that without holiness, no one will see God. Holiness means to be set apart for God. This is not set apart for God. This is mingling the world with so-called Christianity. Understand that? That's right.
Must.
If you compromise, you're pleasing the flesh, you're pleasing man, you're not pleasing God. There's no compromise in God. There's no sin in God. There's no darkness in God. And if you have any sin, any darkness, any compromise, you need to purge it out for His glory. If you're the only guy in Billings that stands for the truth, and you know him. Noah had to. We don't even know if his sons and daughters like more Christian. We know he was a believer. You might have to stand. Go! Everybody left him. He stood. You might have to do that. Lose your whole family. When we left Christmas and Easter and all, we used to be evangelicals. When we left all that, they all jettisoned us. You're crazy. We said, open the scripture, show us. They couldn't. This is a form of religion. Paul says in the last days, they'll have the appearance of godliness, but they deny the power. They say this is power. No. You know what the power is, Caleb? Transformed life. That's the real power. Anybody can run up and cry. Anybody can say, I'm giving up drugs. The power is a completely transformed life.
This leads me to a question. Is it, would it be more fair to say that every case of argument, what you're saying, would be on an individual basis?
Well, not for Sean Fuchs, because I know who he is and I expose him. So I just said to you, most of these people will be put outside the kingdom because Jesus said few. So that's what I'm going by, few. Not many, few. So I don't pretend to judge everybody, but remember, when you judge a person's heart, you can't because we don't know their heart, right? What did Jesus tell us to judge anybody? And if I was talking to you and I started talking like a sailor and cussing, would you think I'm a godly man? Okay. Would you say my lips are just corrupt, but my heart's really good? Not if you know Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So when your heart changes, how you talk, how you dress, how you act, who you associate with, what you believe, what you preach, it all changes. To conform to His higher.
So is a man like me in sin?
When you come to the knowledge that this is not of God, and you're not here to witness and proclaim the truth, He says to not do what you know is right. Willful sin, and here's the problem, here's a big problem. Willful sin will damn you. You know, you're not covered by the blood of Jesus no matter how much you sin, you know that. That's what these people all think. No matter what you do, you're covered by the blood of Jesus, you're going to heaven. That's a lie. That would be, well, and all these people tell me, practicing drunks and thieves and homosexuals will go to heaven if they just really believe in Jesus. I said, that makes a mockery out of God. That's not what the Bible teaches. You have to become eligible for the grace of God. And you know how you're eligible? Changing your heart through repentance and faith. God says, I see a willing vessel. He gives you a new heart. He cleanses you. And He says, I know my child. When my child walks in sin, I send my spirit. It's in him. And He says, I'm sorry, Father, I walked in sin. I repent and I turn from that sin. So you can fall into sin. You could choose sin for a short season. Here's the big problem. Don't live in sin. Like I told you, I admitted to you, I got fleshly about that man. I sinned. I wanted to take his kneecap out. Screaming at my wife. Screaming, I don't chase anybody's wife. I don't talk to anybody. I don't even talk to anybody who doesn't want to talk to me. I hold a sign and preach. So, you must become eligible for the grace of God. And how you do that is by how you live your life and say, Father, I want all of you. I want to represent you. I want to kill my flesh. I want to lose the world in me. I want to lose the false religious ways in me. I want to be a light to shine unto you. Jesus said, when you give money, do it in secret. Jesus said, when you pray, do it in secret. Jesus said, they're putting it on the internet, National Day of Prayer. Jesus said, go and pray in private. The disciples prayed in the upper room in private. They turn it in and they let everybody see it. Jesus said, do it in private. Here's what Jesus said to do in the public. He said, go do good works in the light, glorifying my Father. That's what I do. I go to lift up His name. I must decrease, John 3:30, so that Christ can increase. You go to my website, the only time you're going to see my face is occasionally a picture, like if we stood out here, my wife take a picture, and then some of my street preaching. I got 100 street preaching videos. My wife will pan and you'll see me. My teaching audios, just audios, my teaching videos, I'm not on there. Why should it be on my face? Hey, look at Brother Jim there, because everybody starts to like Brother Jim.
It's not about me. I got nothing. I'm not a smart man. I got the Word of God, and nobody's going to move me from it. And I got the Spirit of God in me that's moving me to stand against all. Why do I do this? I don't make any money like y'all. I don't sell nothing. I'm not a property. I don't have an organization to come on. You got to ask yourself, why is this guy doing this? I'm retired. I retired early. I got enough money. I could go hunt fish the rest of my life. I don't even need it. We live in a van. We're van dwellers. We do have a small homestead in central Missouri, but we're never there. We sold everything else. We go and we travel, preach the gospel.
You go to my street preaching videos, we preach all over the country. Super Bowl, Daytona 500. I go stand outside religious buildings. You come here, we go in the gutter, preach the homeless guy. Right now I got a homeless guy watching my van. I got a bunch of people that hate me. They want to rip all my songs down. I said, I'm dealing with the law. You know why? They never call the cops up. And they always thank me. They say, you're right, I'm a sinner. I'm not running out of the law. You know who calls the cops up? The cops show up. Father, Caleb. The music stops and look at everybody's movement stops. This is fleshly. This is fleshly. Down in Missouri, they were doing crowd surfing for the past few around. I used to do that when I was in the world of Iraq and the country. This is not my God. Jesus would come and say, what are you doing? You're selling merchandise, you're teaching false doctrine, you're mixed with mysticism, you're united to the world, you're not interested in people's souls, you're interested in their flesh and pleasing them. In Mark 7, 6 and 9, he told the Pharisees, you've added to the Word of God, and you are worshiping God in vain because of that. And you know what they added to the Word of God? Washing of pots and pans. That's it. What is the evangelical and Pentecostal church adding to the Word of God? Reagan Howard, Reagan Howard, Reagan Howard, Reagan Howard, Reagan Howard, Reagan Howard, this is all for you. This is all for you. Now, not for you. If you really love God and you go, Father, that guy's supposed to merge from your Word, I need to check this out, and you leave here, that's worship of God. You worship God by obeying Him. My website will help you do that, and just go. I encourage you to go keep the model of the first century. Pentecostalism came alive in 1905. But there was this great, a black preacher with all kinds of manifestations. Jesus started his true body in the first century. He tells us, Paul tells us, how to live, how to act, what to do. Not this, not the true Christian. These people are built on men like William Branham. He was a word of faither. He was a mystic. He saw signs and wonders. All of these things are just not of God. So, yeah, I would encourage you to go deeper and study the original model. If you become an FBI agent and you work in the counterfeit department, you don't study all the fake money. You know what you study? Real things. So people ask me, how can you see a fake so quick? I said, I know the real thing so well. When a man comes up to me and he doesn't know the gospel, I know that he's not born again. Because if you don't know the gospel, you can't be born again. When they come up and they're worldly and carnal and defend worldly and carnalness, I know their heart's not been transformed. When they come, we were at that rock fest or Christian festival in Rapid City. A guy come up to me, dressed like a biker. He had tattoos all over. And he's going, hey, effing man, you're crazy. And I said, are you a Christian? I'm an effing Christian, and Jesus died for my sin.
and he double fingered it up and walked away. And I'm sitting there witnessing some young guys, and I said, do you see the fruit of this place? A couple other guys wanted to meet me up. Do you see the fruit of this? And they go, and I said, this is not of God. That fruit, this fruit. Sean, the Bible says men should not have long hair. He's a girly boy. He's a feminized man. You're laughing, but it's true, isn't it? Contact me if you want a Bible study. You got more questions. Need encouragement. I want you to be a Noah in your generation to stand against this. You don't hear today. Dead fish always do what? Go down to only one direction. I want you to be a live fish. And when you're a live fish, when you're a live fish, you swim against the current. Here they're talking about unity. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, I beseech you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pretty good notice, right? I beseech you in the name of Jesus that you all speak the same thing, that you all be fully joined together, perfectly united in one heart, one mind. Do you think these people are all united?
I believe in
Baptist, Lutheran, Pentecost, Mormons. So if you and I want biblical unity, we've got to strive in the Word, and we can get there. That's the only unity God wants. In heaven? You think there's going to be all these different doctrines? It's not going to be. It's going to be so few people are there. They're the true remnant saints of God that have come out of the culture and are holy and obedient to the Word of God. And I want that to be here.
I appreciate it. Jim, right?
Jim. Yeah. Anytime. Call me. Text me. I'll buy this here. Yeah. Website's on there. I have two main things. Teaching blog, thousands of articles, the Unbiblical Teachers blog, which is where you'll find Sean Hughes. My wife has a sister's blog, if you know any godly women, where she teaches women. Notice how quiet my wife is. My wife won't be interjecting with men. Why? The Bible says the women will be quiet when the men are here. Did you notice? I don't know. You see a bunch of women getting in my face, right? One lady, she said, my husband, yeah, I'm married and he's real. I respectfully said, if you had him call me, I don't want to teach over his house. If you had a wife and she was here, would you want my wife and I to start getting her a bunch of false doctrine? Wouldn't you say, wouldn't you like it if I said, I would fit him?
I think that's
good. Did you take that? She's like, oh, I'm not good enough. And I said, not that you're not good enough. Keeping God's order. God, Christ, man, woman. We're equal. There's different authority. I'm equal with the police. Well, when they show up, they got more authority. When the captain shows up, he got more authority than that guy. And when the governor shows up, he got more. And when the president shows up, and when Jesus shows up, everyone will be judged by his authority, his word, and his ways. No. You've been gracious. Sorry if I was a little rude when you came up, but I've dealt with so many mockers. I test people. I test people.
Yeah, I get that.
I get people come up and go, no, I'm not a mocker. And within 10 seconds, they're a mocker. And I go, you also are a liar. You're a liar.
Robert tells us to seek to understand. So I thought,
And remember this, in Acts 5, after the grace of God had come, I told you got to get eligible for the grace of God. God killed a husband and a wife for one sin. And you might think, wow, you're really hard on sin. The world fell because of one sin. Moses didn't go into the Holy Land because of one sin. The priest Uzzah in the Old Testament was killed when he touched the falling ark. One sin. Anything in your life that's sin, willful sin that you know of and be doing, it's enough to damn you, to separate you from God. Because God says, you know better than the Word of God. You have the power of God to overcome it. If you not do it, means you're rebellious. No rebellious people will be in the kingdom of God. We're transformed, seeking His will, His word, His way. And last thing, the fruit of this man. I showed up here, they knew I was here. I emailed in my testament, said, anything was wrong, email it to me. And I'll correct it. Never heard from him. He came running up here with his cameraman. Instead of getting a Bible, saying, man, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? He comes running up in front of the sign, and he's like, and his cameraman's taking pictures. And it'll be on my testing of him. I'm going to add video of my preaching. I'll be doing a lot of preaching. I said, John, go get your Bible. Rent your guitar. Go get your Bible. Let's talk about the Word of God. He laughed. Love you. And ran away. I said, I love you too, Sean, but this is about the truth of God. Came out to the mock. Not talk about it. He didn't come out and say, you know what, I'm busy right now. I'm
But listen to me for a second.
Jesus, I knew the two great commandments. Love God. Well, if Sean thinks I'm deceived, I'm aggrieved, I'm divisive, I'm out of it, shouldn't he love me? No,
he's
talking shit. I'm going to bring you into the kingdom. They run and they hide in the dark. Jesus said, who runs and hides in the dark? They can't stand the new God. They run in the darkness. When you love the word of God, Satan, the Bible says, resist the devil. You get behind the word of God, and it's like a snowplow that pushes us through, and Satan takes us. But Jesus, you did say, no. So this guy runs and hides. This guy makes a mockery. See the video? He makes a mockery. He won't give an answer. The Bible says, Titus 1, who claims to be a teacher? Titus 1 says, be able to give an answer to convince him. He said, have I been teaching and sharing a lot with you? I love to teach, I love to share. I think I can stand in the Word of God. How come? They tell you you're divided. No. I'm James 5, 19 through 20 says, if you see a man that's sin, I encourage you to study that. Go deeper if you want to be a man of God. Again, instrumental music, music taking you into the world that can be very compromised. Make sure whatever you pick as your profession, it should be something that God desires for your heart.
That's how I feel.
I tell you what, contact me and you can tell me how you could do that out in the world with music, because music becomes so fleshly and so emotional. I know, I used to be in the business world. When you're linked to the world, they end up causing you to create you a lot of compromise. Then you'll be doing some suffer products that aren't good and godly to you. See what I'm saying? It's very, very hard. Are you linked to a religious body? Can I ask?